Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today is episode 131, and I want to talk about this idea of suppressing our creativity. I recently watched a YouTube video, and it was a TED Talk given by Ethan Hawke, the actor, writer. He writes some poetry, he said. And I watched Ethan Hawke describe, he talked about giving yourself permission to be creative. And I thought a lot about this idea of creativity. And it was a 10-minute video. I'll link the YouTube video in this bio of this podcast. But I highly recommend watching it. Because what Ethan Hawke talks about is he was talking about the angle kind of letting ourselves be creative, giving ourselves permission. And he talks about, at the very end, he talks about vulnerability and how you can, you know, when you've been creative and it's outside of your job or outside of your friend group or your family or any space that, you know, you're not as creative as you either want to be or you don't take really creative risks in that space. So anytime, you know, we all have things that we're creative about. And I think the beautiful thing about creativity is that it looks so different. Creativity is so unique for each of us. So Ethan talked a lot about the idea that when we are creative and when we're truly creative, things that we love and we're chasing the things that we love and we're being creative and we're taking risks and we're failing at things and we're experimenting at things, it's the truest sense of vulnerability. And what that does is two things, at least two things. It gives you a sense of purpose for your creativity. It gives you a sense of either chasing something that you love to do, chasing something that you've never done before, or chasing something that you've always wanted to do before, but you've maybe never had space, time, or money, or just the mental capacity, like the mental space to chase after it. And so it gives you a sense of freedom, and it gives you that sense of permission to learn how creative you can be. And it also can help you connect with a sense of community or a sense of just to another person or a group of people. Because he talks about, and this is like, you know, I've heard about this and read about this and watched videos about how to connect to people. And all the people that like do this for a job and they talk about connections and relationships and how to talk to people, right? There's so many books on how to talk to anybody. And a lot of them will start with vulnerability. And vulnerability, we talk about, you know, I talk about this all the time on this podcast. It's a very scary thing, but it's also one of the most beautiful and freeing experiences. And everyone will talk about, you know, the best way to really talk to someone and get to know someone is as soon as that wall comes down and both people or the group of people or the community can be vulnerable, and that will lead to, you know, a genuine sense of getting to know people. And so I think sometimes, a lot of the times, myself included, we suppress or we try to keep down or keep secret, keep private our creativity. You know, there's many people I know that love poetry, and I just know deep down people that love to draw. Or, you know, I have someone that I know that was really good at drawing in high school, and that talent got suppressed for whatever reason. But I know deep down, you can't tell me that someone that was really good at something, they might not have that, they might have that itch, or they might want to let that creativity out because it's in there. That's what I believe. I think it's still in there. And so my point is, when we suppress our creativity, it's really not letting ourselves be free. And think about the freest moments in your life, or think about a moment recently when you've just felt so free. And whatever that looks like for you, maybe it's been a long time. A lot of the time for me, it's when I'm doing something creative. Or it could be, you know, a lot of the times since I moved to New York, there's some of the just amazing views out here when I'm driving. And I just feel so free. I feel so connected, and I'm in awe of what I'm seeing. But a lot of the times, you know, if you listen to this, obviously this podcast is a creative outlet for myself. But there's journaling for me. I wrote that poetry book. I love doing that. It was really scary. as well as this podcast when I first put it out a couple years ago. It was the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life. One of them, at least, to put myself out there, because it wasn't all happy moments, right? Not every podcast episode is positive. It can't be, because that's not the true human experience. But there was a sense of freedom and realizing that vulnerability is actually my strength. And because I think vulnerability has this connotation, and I still think of it this way. As soon as I hear the word vulnerability, I think of like weakness, right? It's taken me a long time to realize that my vulnerability and me opening up, and part of that being taking creative risks, there's a great strength in that. You know, think about the most creative person you know. For me, it's my sister. My sister is very creative. She's creative in the way that she looks at fashion.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
She goes to thrift stores and she comes up with some of the coolest outfits I've ever seen, and I really respect her. And I just wish that she could redo my entire wardrobe, because I just love the way she styles herself and the way that she looks at clothes. And she's able to, you know, sometimes she's even went to a thrift store and she's taken stuff home, like really big jeans, like large jeans, right? Large in the men's section, large jeans. She's taken them home. She's done them all up. She's cut them up. She's designed them, and she's turned it into something that she wears on the daily. She's also amazing with, she's an amazing artist. And so I think of the most creative people I know, and especially my sister. I've watched her kind of grow into this person that takes creative risks, and this person that gains confidence and creativity. But my point being is that, you know, when you watch someone be creative, and creativity is in fact vulnerable, because a lot of the times when you're being creative, you want to show your stuff off to the world. Not always. I mean, I write poetry. Some of the poems didn't make the book. You know, some of the poems were just for me. I'll journal, and I have my own thoughts that, you know, I write down, and it doesn't ever see the world. But my point being that when we suppress our vulnerability and our creativity in kind of a combo, it has this like dual purpose of not allowing ourselves to be free. And in my opinion, there's no better feeling than being free, truly free, to the point where you don't have to think about or hold back on anything. You can just be yourself. And so I just wanted to give a gentle reminder to follow our vulnerability and follow the paths that feel vulnerable and freak you out. Not to the point of putting yourself in situations that are really overwhelming to the point where it's a negative experience. I'm just saying to take creative risks. And I tell the kids that I teach, you know, this is another point that Ethan Hawke talked about in his TED Talk, was that, you know, think about kids, right? For so long, kids are so free, and they will just take creative risks. A lot of kids will just try sports. They'll try, you know, an instrument. They'll try theater. They'll try so many things. Not every kid, because every human's different. Every kid is different. But a lot of kids that I've taught and that I've, you know, worked at summer camps with, they take so many creative risks, and they'll run around. Their imagination's running wild. And I've read up about this, and at some point in adulthood, we lose that because we get so locked into routines. So I want to ask you on this episode, what is a creative risk? What is something creative that you like to do, you've always wanted to do, you've been wanting to do for a while, or that you've never wanted to do, but you just saw and you were like, that's crazy. I wonder if I could do that. What is something in that category of creativity that you could do to break your routine? I think routines are amazing. I have routines of my own, but I think it's very important to chase the creativity and the vulnerability. So what is something that you could do? I have recommendations. If you've never written poetry, or if poetry is very confusing, I highly recommend just trying to dive into it. Google poetry, read up on it, try to write your own. It's an amazing, beautiful, freeing experience. If that's a little bit like overwhelming, which I totally understand, journaling, a gratitude journal is creative, in my opinion, because, you know, you have to decide how you're going to write your journal and what that looks like for you. Journaling, I love journaling. It's kind of a you know, get your feet wet. Take a couple steps into the shallow end of creativity, in my opinion. But there's so many things you can do to get creative. I couldn't even scratch the surface of things that you can be creative in. We think a lot about creativity for the arts, but there's a lot of ways to self, you know, of self-expression. You could join a book club. To me, that's creative because you're going to be sharing your thoughts. You're going to be, you know, selecting a book. You're going to be maybe reading books you never would have. I don't know. It's just so creative to me. And it's vulnerable because you have to share your thoughts with other people usually. So what is something creative? I just want to push you, gently push you to get back into something that you've given up for a while, something that you've been itching to do. Take a creative risk right after you listen to this. With that in mind, I hope that you're continuing to love yourself and realize that you deserve to be here. I hope that you remember to be kind, be positive, and be yourself. Let's never give up the idea that Black Lives Matter, because they do. They always have and they always will. Trans rights matter. Their trans rights are human rights, and the trans community is a beautiful community. So please don't forget that as well. Let's really step up and advocate for people that deserve just as much space, love, and the ability to be creative themselves. So I hope that you're taking care of yourself, and yeah, tell someone about the podcast. Tell somebody that you love if you're really digging it. I can't thank you all enough. We're fast approaching 200,000 total plays, which is, again, it's crazy. When we hit 100,000 last October, it was mind-blowing in itself. So everything that comes after the first play of the podcast, my heart grows. So I love each and every one of you. I hope that you got some really good insights out of this podcast and a fresh perspective, or a perspective that you just needed to be touched up. So take care of yourself. I hope you have a lovely day, and I will catch you on the next one.